Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marie. We're so happy to see you all. Today's topic is small talk.
And the title of our lesson is Family and Friends. Family and Friends. So, Marie, what do you like to do with your family and friends?
Well, I like to go to restaurants, watch movies, and play games with them. It's always fun to spend time with the people I love.
Yes, it is. Now, before we learn more about this wonderful topic, let's read it together. Here's Marie.
Everyone is talking about friends and family. Ben's great aunt is 95 years old. That's pretty ancient, but she's in good health. Linda's parents and elder sister are visiting. Linda and her sister look alike. Taylor is off work tomorrow morning. She's having brunch with some friends. Brunch is part breakfast and part lunch.
Thank you, Marie. Wow. Ben's great aunt is 95 years old. Marie, who are some of the older people in your family?
My wonderful grandparents. They are almost the same age as Ben's great aunt, and they are both in very good health.
Yeah, how do they stay healthy?
Well, every morning they do some exercises and they eat healthy foods too.
Oh, I think we can learn a lot from them, and I think we'll learn a lot today. But first, let's go to Jack. He has our keywords for today.
Hello, 我们今天要谈的是亲友之间的称谓关系。首先 ,Ben 说他的姨婆已经95岁了。Susie 说 ,That's pretty ancient, 挺高龄的啊。形容词 ,ancient 表示高龄年老的。不过千万不要跟对方说他很 ancient 哦，这样不太礼貌。Linda 说她的爸妈和姐姐要来看她，姐姐就是 elder sister， 形容词 elder 表示年纪较大的。Linda 说她和姐姐长得很像 ，we look alike， 形容词 alike 就是相像的、相同的。Taylor 明天早上约了朋友去吃 brunch， 早午餐 ，she is having brunch with friends， 早午餐 brunch 就是早餐 breakfast。和午餐 lunch 这两个拆解组合造出来的字哦，早餐就是 breakfast， 重音在第一音节。
What are you writing, Ben?
I'm writing a birthday card for my great aunt.
How old is she?
She's 95.
Wow, that's pretty ancient.
Yes.She's very healthy. She walks her two dogs every day.
That's great. What's your great aunt's name?
Philippa, but everyone calls her Pippa.
Ben is writing a birthday card for his great aunt. Marie, do you have any great aunts?
I do.I have one great aunt. She is my father's mother's sister.
Father's mother's sister. Oh, okay. So your father's mother's sister, Wait, I'm confused.
Okay, here's an easier way to say this. She is my grandmother's sister.
Oh, your grandmother's sister. Now I understand. Let's go to Jack, and he'll tell us more about this word, great.
Ben 说他的姨婆已经95岁了。在这里我们用 great aunt 来表示姨婆。首先形容词 great 有巨大、伟大、重要还有很棒的意思。但是在这里的用法比较特别一点咯。英文的阿姨或是姑姑就是 aunt。如果再差一倍的话就只要加一个 great 就可以了。所以按中文来说这个 great aunt 可以指姨婆、姑婆、婶婆之类的。我们以此类推来练习一下，舅公、叔公之类的就是 great uncle， 祖父祖母是 grandfather， grandmother, 曾祖父曾祖母就是 great grandfather 和 great grandmother。 相反的，除了长一辈可以加 great 之外，下一辈也可以哦，曾孙就是 great grandson。 我们另外还要提醒你一下，这种两个字的组合是一种复合名词的形式，用连结号把这两个字连起来。你除了看到这种形式之外，有时候有人还会把字拆开变成两个字， great aunt 或 great grandmother， 这样写也是可以的哦。
Thank you, Jack. So Ben is writing a birthday card for his great aunt. She is 95 years old.
And that is pretty ancient.
Yeah, and Susie said the same thing. Now, let's talk about this word ancient. If you visit a museum, you will see things like paintings from hundreds or even thousands of years ago.These things are very ancient.
Yeah, so these are very, very old things. The tall trees next to my house are ancient too. They have been there for over 75 years.
Wow, that's pretty old. Well, Ben's great aunt is old, but she is very healthy. She even walks her two dogs every day.
Ben's great aunt is amazing. Well,I try to stay healthy by eating fruits and vegetables. That's a good way to stay healthy.
Yeah, that's a great way. I try to stay healthy by drinking a lot of water and taking walks around the park. Friends, how do you stay healthy? Talk to a friend about it.
So we learned that Ben's great aunt is named Philippa, but everyone just calls her Pippa.
Well, sometimes if a name is long or hard to say, you can shorten it.Okay, well, let's learn what else will happen next. Here's conversation B.
Hey, Linda. What are you doing this weekend?
Hi, Alex. My parents and elder sister are visiting.
That's nice. How often do you visit your family?
I visit my parents every 2 months, but my sister visits more often.
Do you and your sister look alike?
Yes, we do look alike.
Linda has a great weekend coming up. Her parents and elder sister are visiting. Peter, can you explain this word elder a little more?
Sure. Well, this means the older of two. If there are two people, then there is an elder and a younger.
That's right. Well, you can say, I have an elder brother.Or my elder sister is getting married.
And parents can talk about their children this way. If you have two children, the older one, you can say, my elder one is in middle school. But if you have three children, the oldest one is your eldest. Wow. Well, let's go to Jack. Maybe he has more to talk about this.
Linda 说她的父母和姐姐要来看她。My parents and elder sister are visiting. 看到这个句子里的 elder sister, 有人可能会问，姐姐不是 older sister 吗？其实 older 和 elder 都可以用来表示年纪比较大的，所以 older sister 和 elder sister 都可以指姐姐。不过这两个字还有差别哦。Elder 除了表示年纪比较大之外，它还有尊卑或地位高低的含义。Elder 用来讲哥哥或姐姐的时候，除了表达年纪大一些，还体现出他们排行地位高一些，所以 Elder 也可以拿来形容资深的前辈。因此，若是讲到年纪比你大的朋友时，他无关尊卑或排行，就不可以用 Elder 咯，你只能说 He is older than me。 最后讲到东西物品老旧，也不能用 Elder， 只能用 Older， 说Your car is older than mine.
Thanks, Jack. Well, I think Linda will enjoy having her family and elder sister around. In our conversation, Alex asks Linda, how often do you visit your family?
And Linda answers by saying, I visit my parents every 2 months. And that's today's grammar point. Here's Rebecca to teach us more about this.
Hey everyone, it's the beginning of a new and beautiful month. the month of November. Are you ready to have some fun? Well, what are we waiting for? Let's learn a grammar point. Today, you're going to learn how to ask someone how often something happens. But don't worry, you will also learn how to respond to the question. Let's look at a few examples. First, how often do you go home? And someone can answer by saying, I go home every 2 months. Or, how often does the train come? And the answer is, it comes twice a day. Friends, this is very useful for English students, so don't forget to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Peter, I have a question for you. How often do you talk to your mom?
I talk to my mom every 2 days. She calls me to see how I'm doing.
That's great. Well, Linda's sister visits more often. She and her sister look a lot alike.
Oh, so they almost look the same. You know, Linda looks like someone I know. They look really alike.
Really? Who can that be?
Friends, can you guess of who I'm thinking of?
I don't know. Well, sometimes brothers can look like their sisters, or daughters can look like their mothers.
That's right, friends. Do you know family members that look alike? Well, think about that while we take a short break. We'll be back after this. Don't go away. I have a question for you. Do you like to write cards to your friends and family?
I do. I write cards to my family and friends when it's their birthdays, or on special holidays like Christmas, Easter, or even on Valentine's Day. It makes them feel special.
That's great. Well, today Ben writes a card to his great aunt. That is wonderful. Well, we have more to learn. So let's watch our last conversation together.
Hey, Rob, I'm not working tomorrow morning.
Okay. What are you doing?
I'm having brunch with some friends.
Oh, that's fun. Brunch is a great meal.
It's part breakfast.
And part lunch. You can eat both meals at once.
Exactly. I meet my friends for brunch every month.
So Rob is not working tomorrow morning. He has something to do.
Yeah, he is having brunch with some friends. Hey, I want to join Rob. I love having brunch.
Well, let's talk about this word brunch. Brunch is a meal. It's both breakfast and lunch. Can you notice how the word kind of sounds like lunch, but with a B in front of it?
Yes, it does. Well, every Saturday around 11 or 11:30, I eat brunch with my friends. We have food like pancakes, eggs, fruit, salad, and dessert. And then we drink some tea.
That's great. So you have a little bit of breakfast and a little bit of lunch. Oh, that's fun.
Yes, it is.
That's fun.
Oh, that's fun. Hey, that's today's
Calendar phrase.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, 那很好玩.
I'm going to the park.
Oh, that's fun.
I'm taking my dog.
Oh, that's fun.
My dog can play all day long.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes, fun for my dog. Oh, that's fun.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, 那很好玩.
So, in our conversation, Taylor and Rob say brunch is part breakfast and part lunch.
Well, I eat breakfast every day at around 7 o'clock a.m.
What do you eat for breakfast?
Well, I usually have a bowl of cereal and a piece of fruit. How about you?
I usually make toast with some fried eggs and a cup of tea.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Well, breakfast is an important meal. You need to eat before you begin a busy day.
That is true. Eating lunch is important, too. You usually eat lunch around 12 o'clock in the afternoon, right in the middle of the day.
So we learned that Taylor meets her friends for brunch every month.
Well, restaurants and cafes are a great place to meet friends. You can eat a meal and talk together.
That's right. And maybe you can review our keywords with some friends right now. Let's review.
Here's the first keyword from today. Ancient. Ancient. These city walls are ancient.
Elder. Elder. My elder sister looks after me.
Alike. Alike. These two backpacks look exactly alike.
Brunch. Brunch. Let's have brunch tomorrow at 11 o'clock a.m.
Breakfast. Breakfast. I eat a big breakfast every morning. All right, friends, those are the keywords. Make sure to be practicing. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
What are you writing, Ben?
I'm writing a birthday card for my great aunt.
How old is she?
She's 95.
Wow, that's pretty ancient.
Yes, she's very healthy. She walks her two dogs every day.
That's great. What's your great aunt's name?
Philippa, but everyone calls her Pippa.
Hey, Linda. What are you doing this weekend?
Hi, Alex. My parents and elder sister are visiting.
That's nice. How often do you visit your family?
I visit my parents every 2 months, but my sister visits more often.
Do you and your sister look alike?
Yes, we do look alike.
Hey, Rob. I'm not working tomorrow morning.
Okay. What are you doing?
I'm having brunch with some friends.
Oh, that's fun. Brunch is a great meal.
It's part breakfast.
And part lunch. You can eat both meals at once.
Exactly. I meet my friends for brunch every month.
Hey, Monkey Man, what's for breakfast?
Don't you mean what's for lunch?
No, what's for breakfast? I'm hungry.
Well, I'm hungry too, but it's almost time for lunch.
But I want breakfast.
Well, I want lunch.
Breakfast.
Lunch.
Breakfast.
Lunch.
Breakfast.
Lunch.
Okay.
Let's have both.
Breakfast and lunch together?
Yes. Let's have brunch.
Brunch! Part breakfast.
And part lunch.
Brunch! Hey, yeah, let's go out for brunch.
No, let's have brunch here.
Let's go out.
Let's eat here.
Out!
Here.
Out!
Here.
Out!
Here.
Out!
Here.
Out!
Here.
Hello, friends. I'm Jack, and this is Jack Smile. And I'm sick. I caught a cold, and I don't feel well. I'm sneezing and coughing, and I have a runny nose and a sore throat. I went to see a doctor yesterday, She gave me some medicine. I hope I can feel better soon. I hate being sick. Everyone gets sick sometimes. Being sick is no fun. Your body aches, you feel weak, and you have very little energy. Are there ways to avoid getting sick? Yes. First, exercise and eat well. If you can stay healthy and strong, your body can fight sickness better. Also, wash your hands often. When you wash your hands, you wash away the germs that may be on them. This keeps the germs from getting into your body. Also, don't share food and drinks. Don't drink from the same cup as other people. Also, don't use the same spoon, fork, or chopsticks after someone else has eaten from them. This will keep germs out of your mouth and body. Also, if you really are sick, try not to pass your germs to other people. If you cough or sneeze, cover your mouth with a tissue, or you can sneeze or cough into the inside of your elbow. Then you can keep your germs to yourself and away from other people. Let's all do our part to keep ourselves and other people around us healthy. I feel much better now. My wife made me some hot soup. The soup is making my body warm. I think I will be healthy soon. But for now, I need some rest. I think I'll take a nap. Thanks for visiting today, friends. I'll see you next time.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. So, Marie, do you have any favorite family memories that you can share?
I do. I have many, but I remember one special time. It was my first time dancing on stage. I was about 5 years old. All my family came. My grandparents, aunts, uncles, and all my cousins came to watch me dance. They bought me flowers and gifts. My family made me feel so special that day.
Aw, well, family and friends are wonderful, and it's been fun to talk about them. Well, we're out of time for today, and we'll see you again tomorrow, right here on...
Let's Talk in English!
Goodbye!